This is JIS News. Coming up, National Housing Trust to restart community development programs for inner city communities. Security interests in personal property registry to open in January, and male and female wards rehabilitated at Savannah Lamar Hospital. The details after the break.
Emergency! Emergency! Too much carnage on the road!
Look at that man walking in the middle of the road with the headphones on. Hey. He my idiot or what?
What he might listen to all? Me can't hear it for a right, yes.
He not even hear the man a blowing car horn, you know. He might go get licked.
George, watch out!
Oh, gosh. I dead him dead, you know.
Look how the youth lose him life to carelessness.
Walk, ride, and drive for life. A message from the Ministry of Transport, Works, and Housing.
Now the news. Chairman of the National Housing Trust, the NHT, Easton Douglas, says the agency will be taking a new approach to its inner-city housing program in 2014. Mr. Douglas says several agencies are partnering with the trust to restart community development programs, which will replace the inner-city housing program.
Going forward, cost and affordability will be even greater watchwords as we collaborate with the other agencies to make Majestic Gardens the subject of a comprehensive redevelopment program. Critical to this redevelopment is a redesign of our structures to make them more cost-effective, to build and more affordable than they were before.
Mr. Douglas was addressing the recent handing over ceremony of 48 units in Phase 1 of the Majestic Gardens housing development in southwestern St. Andrew. Agencies partnering with the NHT on community development initiatives include the Planning Institute of Jamaica, the Urban Development Corporation, and the Social Development Commission. Come January 2, persons will be able to register their collateral, including non-traditional assets, with the Security Interests in Personal Property SIP Registry. The registry will be managed by the company's Office of Jamaica, the COJ. COJ will also, on January 2, roll out a super form for ease of business transactions. Industry, Investment and Commerce Minister Anthony Hilton says the implementation of the super form and the SIP registry underscore the government's commitment to significantly strengthen the business environment. He explained that the registry will provide critical protection to creditors and will also help mitigate the risk to financial institutions.
The registry form is part of the secure transactions framework designed to modernize and improve commerce by expanding access to domestic credit, while at the same time minimizing the risks of loan default. This is yet another structural benchmark agreed by the government of Jamaica with the IMF, and I'm happy to say that we are ahead of the deadline.
The super form and the SIP registry are expected to help put Jamaica on path towards sustained economic growth and prosperity. The male and female wards of the Savannah Lamar Hospital in Westmoreland have been refurbished. Health Minister Dr. Fenton Ferguson says the hospital is the only Type B health facility in the Western region and as such needs to maintain high standards in order to develop quality care to its patients. In the meantime, the minister says even as improvements are implemented within the health sector, attention must be given to instituting an incentive program to encourage health professionals to work in rural areas.
We have to build an incentive program that will allow for persons, doctors, to come and to stay in rural Jamaica. Even as we celebrate secondary care, we want to get our doctors in primary care because there is an inextricable link between the two.
Minister Ferguson was speaking at an official ceremony for the newly refurbished wards, which were completed at a cost of approximately $16 million. And Health Minister Dr. Fenton Ferguson says the recently opened Darlington Health Center in Westmoreland will provide efficient health service for residents in Western Jamaica. The facility was recently upgraded to a center of excellence. The $75 million project is being funded by the National Health Fund, the NHF. Dr. Ferguson says some $25 million was spent on phase one of the upgrading process and an additional $50 million will be spent on the two remaining phases of the project. The Darlington Health Center is the second of four health centers of excellence to open its doors to the public, the first being the Santa Cruz Health Center in St. Elizabeth. Claremont in St. Anne and Isaac Barrett in St. Thomas are the remaining two health centers to be upgraded to centers of excellence. That was the JIS News. I am Camilla Guthrie.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.